This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
So just make sure that you're staying up to date with the latest trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey gang, welcome back to another episode of the Audio Swarm Podcast. I'm here with Justin Oxner, Matt Anderson. This is the Nectar Marketing Team. We're actually happy to be back on this. It's been a little while since we've got after the podcast game a little bit here, guys. I know everyone out there's been just waiting anxiously for us to get back on the microphones.
We get emails every day.
Just mass roll-ins of comments from people saying, where have you guys been? But we're back today, so that's good. We got that going for us. Today we're just going to kind of recap a little bit about what we've been up to, and I think a lot of what we've been doing for our clients as we grow as a company, we're finding out what's working, what's not for different processes within each company's parameters. We won't be talking in depth about individual companies, obviously, guys, but we definitely want to talk what's been working, what's not. So what have you guys been up to? How things going?
Things have been going pretty good. I think one of the first things that we learned over the past few months is that communication is obviously key. That's no surprise to anybody. Yep. But for some of our customers, we're doing all of their posting on social mediums. For other customers, we're only mixing in a few while they're mixing in a few. So we're both kind of posting on the same channels. It's the communication. Make sure that they know when you're going to post. You know when they're going to post. So you're kind of expecting certain times of day, certain time frames, you know, to avoid, you know, okay, this one's when the client's posting, this one's when we are, and the customer, or they know the same thing, so they're not trying to post at the same time. We've had it before where, we're sending this post out at this time. The customer's also posting. They didn't realize that post went out 2 minutes ago. Next thing you know, you got two posts on Facebook within 2 minutes. So that's something we've kind of learned and communicated through, and we're trying to avoid when we're doing mixed posts with the customer at the same time.
It can even vary amongst the different channels too. Sometimes some of our customers right now feel more comfortable on one platform maybe than the others. So making sure you're on that same page, that you're dedicating your time towards what they want from you or from us, I guess.
Of course, yeah. We're always looking to maximize their exposure and hit their objectives that they're trying to work towards. So if they're saying, hey, I'm going to take over Facebook today, I've got this event and I'm promoting that leading up to this weekend, if you guys can handle this on Instagram for me and share these out over the next couple days leading up to it, we're always working with the customer to do those types of things.
Sure. I think the basis of that whole topic is the communication factor. And I mean, that goes without saying in most situations, especially when you're working with somebody that may be posting for you. I mean, if you're posting for yourself, you just got to, you know, communicate with the people within your organization of those that are posting for you. But I think as this thing's grown for us, seeing the organization factor and, you know, scheduling out has really been a key factor in helping us manage our different, you know, companies that we're working with. And we can't hit home enough about how important the scheduling is. We've said it in prior podcast episodes, but being able to schedule efficiently and have that game plan moving forward has really helped. And it starts with, and we talked about brainstorming sessions. Mm-hmm. We use that within our company to communicate with clients that we work with. But I think we found that obviously that brainstorm session within your organization for us. So if it's within your company that you're talking to your staff, but getting on the same page in that regard and spitballing ideas and coming up with ways to create that content.
I think that's what we're talking about when we first start off is our internal processes, even where, you know, we meet with the customer, we talk to them, and we kind of try to, I think we maybe almost try to get too much done right away at the beginning of that first meeting, whereas we're realizing now that first meeting has got to be getting to know them and their business, right? So we help out with content ideas, creating content, and then distributing the content. I would say like some of our main focuses. So we've helped out customers, whether it's real estate, whether it's construction companies, you know, whoever it may be. We're not experts in that field, so we definitely realize there's a lot more value at the beginning to understanding their industry, because they're the experts at it, at their business, their industry. So we got to take our time and get to know that really well, then go and start brainstorming ideas, and then bring it back to them later and start scheduling those
out.
Here's
what we've come up with. Yeah. Let's put the plan in action now.
We have to do a little bit of research and find out what's important and how to talk about those certain things before we start scheduling things out.
Because we'll never claim to be, you know, the expert in your industry, right? That's you.
Yep.
And we look to you for guide, you being the customer. I'm looking at Andy right now. I don't mean you. I mean the customer, you. But we look to you for guidance.
Let's hope you're not looking to me for guidance.
I've already learned from that. It won't happen again.
Fool me once.
But we come in with our own set of specialties to help get that out of there. So we gotta pick your brain. We got to figure out what you know. And then we can come up with the different ideas, schedule them, and get them posted. And then, obviously, like we always say, give you your time back, right? Just sit down and talk with us is pretty much all we need.
Right. And part of that and getting to know what they're trying to do and coming up with those brainstorming and ideas for everything is also getting a kind of a calendar set out to say, okay, this is what we're looking at for this week, and this is what we're looking at for next week. Sometimes you've got a special campaign going on. Sometimes you've got things that you want to post all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, this is always top of mind awareness. Always show, like, our product once a week. But then we also
tie into the website or
lead them here to the website so they can make a purchase or something like that. So we know what we're trying to do, but then trying to schedule those out, you also have to know what can be scheduled and what can't be. So if you're using a tool like Trello, you can plan things out for different times and you know what the content is and when it's going out. But if you put everything in there, you can easily grab that and throw it up on Instagram where you can't schedule that out. So you can access this, jump over to Instagram, pop it in there, and post. So while you're scheduling that, you can schedule certain things like on Facebook and Twitter, and you can say, send it out at this time, and it'll just do that. You can schedule it a week in advance if you want. Others, for Instagram, you might have to get that post ready, put it in a server like Trello or something so you can access it later. You have a reminder, you pop mm-hmm. in there, copy mm-hmm. it over, click post.
And that ties back to the organization factor and when yep. you're doing yep. all this stuff. And we're using examples based on our experiences as, you know, a company or an agency that does that for a client. They pay us to do those different things. But if we were to switch the focus on, let's say, somebody that wants to just do this themselves, not hire out, not come
right.
not come call us to do this for them, I think the unique takeaway you can utilize... I had to use the word one time to look right at Justin when I said it.
I love watching how uncomfortable you are.
I want to scratch the inside scratch of my it. Brain, but I can't.
That's a whole topic for another day. I just had to throw it in one time in this episode.
And if you missed it, he used the word utilize instead of just use, which
is more syllables.
Same thing.
It's the syllable monster.
One
anyway.
Just sounds more special.
Anyway, I think if you want to do this yourself as a company, the main takeaway would be just to really research your industry in depth, research your competitors in depth, research hashtags you want to use. Really take the test. That's what we've noticed is, you know, we research all of these things for these companies within their industry. These are things that you have to do. It doesn't just come down to posting is the whole point, right? People think, oh, I can do this for free. This is great.
Yeah,
you can. That's awesome. But
it's so
steps.
Easy. It's so easy to say, can you just post this for me? Post it
right.
for me. Well, what's your plan with that? Have you
there
have
has
you,
to be a plan
do you know
of attack.
What hashtags are working with this?
Yes.
Do you know what this is going to do for you? Or are you just saying, I want to see a pretty picture on my page? So that
exactly.
people know
that's the whole point is you have to decide what it is you want your accounts to do for you. You have to have the plan of attack. It's not just posting. It's not like, oh, I'm watching my favorite episode of something. I mean, obviously Game of Thrones is big right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not just sitting at home on my couch posting something on Facebook saying, Game of Thrones episode 8. Can't wait, hashtag to Game of Thrones. Like, that's all well and good on a personal account. When you're doing
right.
it for your business, you actually have to take the time to research what you're posting. Otherwise, what do you, I mean, are you going to get people to see it? Are people going to follow you? How do you do that? And so the point of the hashtag research is, how many times has that hashtag been posted on? Okay, am I going to even utilize it? What's
right.
on that hashtag? You have to do the legwork.
Right. I mean, it's different if you're intentional trying to newsjack with Game of Thrones
exactly.
and tie into that and create awareness of your brand by adding a human element to say, oh, I'm watching Game of Thrones, who else is?
Exactly.
And you make it intentional for your business. It's different than if you're just on a personal side throwing it out there. Or if you're a business saying, we do lawn care, take a picture of this lawn and throw it out there and don't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to research it. You got to be intentional. We're not just posting random things just to say,
right.
oh, we need to post.
Right. That's the one thing I think people have to remember and really own when you're building your campaigns. We actually just went through this. What's a campaign? What's a, you know, what's the difference
right.
between just a focus or an everyday? Justin was saying top of mind awareness on certain topics. we got into the battle between each other on what's a campaign and what's not. So I guess that's another segue. We could talk a campaign itself, and Justin explained it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of an argument of semantics, like, oh, we're calling this a campaign, or we're just saying this is constant top-of-mind awareness that we need. So a campaign could be something that you've got a specific drive of something that you want to hit over a certain period of time. So it's kind of time-boxed, a campaign would be, versus the top-of-mind awareness things you always want to be telling about your business, that you want to be sharing once a week about this every day. We've always got... let them know our store hours every day. Make sure people know when we're open, or let them know a different product that we have every week. You want some certain things that are consistent, and those are just random examples.
Well, for example, you use our business model, like how we would promote, like the difference between an everyday something for us as Nectar Digital Marketing that we want people to see, and then differentiate it to a campaign, what we would rather focus on if we were a specific campaign.
Yeah, so if we had a specific campaign we wanted to go out, it's like, we want everybody to know that we do content swarms. We will come to your business, understand what you're trying to do, and we will figure out exactly how to highlight your business best. We'll look at different posts that we're going to make, and we'll take pictures, videos, anything to help promote that specific aspect. So we would be telling everybody about that specifically for a certain time period that we wanted to hit. But our everyday stuff would be sharing what we know about social, sharing how people are using social, sharing articles from other people in the industry telling how to use social, and showing that we're learning from other people too, and other people out in this industry feel the same way we do about certain aspects of how to do social correctly. Those are different things that we're going to constantly share.
But then there's things that you do if you want to add that extra, I would say, extra element to drive home a point. So it can be signing up for maybe your newsletter, or let's say you have an event coming up that you want to heavy promote. You obviously want to put out some posts on that, but you're going to be mixing in your different types of posts, right? But maybe your Facebook banner now is either an image or a video about that event, and you use the button underneath it to learn more about the event. So then you do the same thing on Instagram. You could change, you could change your profile picture. You could pin it at the top. You could do on Twitter. You could do your banner for that event.
Well, you were saying Instagram allows you a link at the top, so you can rotate that.
Make sure that link's
out
in there.
Link now, once you get over X amount of followers, you're actually allotted more links. Mm-hmm. I believe is what it is.
You can put links in your stories after you get 10,000 followers.
That's what it is. Links in the story. So that the one link you can rotate in and out, whether it's your business for a while. Maybe you tie a new web page, like you were saying, to your.
I'd say make it like even on your web page. If you go through and have different banner photos at the top, you can do that. So you have this permanent stuff that's kind of laid down. So no matter what post you put out, if people come to your profile, whether it is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or your website, they're going to see that event or that campaign. So sometimes that's another way to add another level on there to hit that home.
Absolutely. I just had another thought here, and I want to get this out before I forget it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, please.
Oh, God, help us. He's script. Thinking again, everyone. Hold on.
Look out. Andy had a thought.
It just reminded me of, you know, when you're setting all these social networks up, your platforms, your website, your email marketing, all of these things tie together, and they all have to have a unified, you know, branding effort so that when you do post on all these platforms,
they know it's
everything's
you.
Consistent. They know it's you. We go over that in other podcasts. That's not the focus here. A little reminder on let's say you get your new website built, you got all your Facebook, your Instagram, whatever platforms you're using are built. You want to do the research on the back end on even just Google. We just had a situation where we released a new website for a client, and to see, you know, clicking just the website button tied to their business account, and it went to the old website. Little things like that to remember as a business owner, like you have to go in, take ownership of your Google account, and go change that information, make sure it's up to date, make sure all that's going. That came to me just thinking about, you know.
It's a weird phrase. When was the last time you Googled yourself?
That's
you probably never do it.
Like, right.
When was the last time? Like, I haven't Googled Nectar Marketing, but it's one of those you probably want to be a top of mind search results.
Absolutely.
When was the last time you just searched your company to see if the automatic results on Google, whether it's the location on the map, the phone to call, the website, when you're open, when you're not open, is that accurate? Because that's what a lot of people go to right away.
You mean in the morning when you wake up, the first thing you don't do is Google yourself?
I mean, that's what I do.
Every day, see if anything changed?
I'll tell you what, there's not much on there for just my personal name. Thank God.
I save that for the weekends.
Oh, jeez. So once a week.
But I do think there's some validity in that and saying, hey, yeah, I'm not going to Google myself or my company regularly. It's probably not top of mind, as Justin would say. But you have to do that. You got to see where you're at, because even just address, if you get a new storefront, if you're building a new property, you got to update those things. It doesn't just Google's good, but they're not going to just go, oh, they moved, got it.
And it can also be tied into competitor research. So exactly. I mean, if you're in an industry that uses Google AdWords a lot, right? So we've seen this, and I'll just use the example.
Where this is going. I got excited.
I'll just use the example of maybe universities that are rivals to each other. Okay, so if you were to Google search something like South Dakota State University, you might get ads at the top for University of South Dakota, right? USD. So there's a lot of times if you Google yourself and you start to see ads that pop up there, that means that one of your competitors has bought your name as a Google ad, and they're trying to hijack
your Google search.
Your
results.
Google searching, and then just see like their name, what is their headline under that? Because they may be trying to pick they might try to pick on a weakness of you to say, oh, it's tired of waiting for so and so, call us. Okay, is that our problem? Is that why people would go with them? So you can Google yourself and have it turn into competitor research real easy.
Yeah, and I want to point out there, he's not saying that Google's not working. He's saying that there's sponsored links at the top of Google search results. And if you didn't know that, you might have to check underneath the result. It'll say sponsored by or sponsored result.
Yep.
And it is an ad. And it's not that Google...
For that term.
Yeah, you can't just Google it and take the very top result and say, well, that's what I Googled. That could be a Google ad for that term that somebody else has purchased. So that is Google working correctly and making money at the same time.
And it can make you rethink if you need to throw money at it as well, right? So if you Google your own company and nobody shows up at the top for ads and you're there... Probably all right.
Yep.
If you're doing it, two or three of your competitors pop up. I mean, it sounds weird to say you put a Google ad for a search term on your own business, but you may want to think of that if all of a sudden they're all coming at you with that.
Right.
That's something you should consider.
I want to say before we move on here is, Matt, it's really nice to have you with your normal voice. A few episodes in the past, we had muffled Bane Matt Anderson.
That's right.
And holy cow, this is light years better.
I think it slowly got worse in that episode, didn't it?
I thought it got better, but maybe it was just because I was telling myself.
I didn't notice any change.
For those that haven't listened or heard those, I could probably pinpoint in some sort of link somewhere which episode that was and the timing, because holy cow.
That wasn't good.
That wasn't good.
I was having a lot of tea with honey, wasn't I, during that episode? Because I was trying to get my honey.
Idea wasn't working.
And normally the tea with honey is in the shape or form of a cerveza of some kind. So it's weird to see the tea and honey instead of the beer.
Instead of the beer. Sometimes you got to put health first.
Your body's a tent.
I can't say the same for right now.
I mean, most NBA athletes, they got bodies of temple. Yours is a tent. Mine's worse, don't get me wrong. But anyway, we're off track here.
Jeez.
The main focus of this is to understand, as you're building your platforms and your approach to marketing your business, that you cover all the angles. Just make sure you're doing the research that you need to do to get the most out of your posting. We talked in previous episodes about the hierarchy of Facebook, how to post, what comes first, you know, the image over text, things like that. It goes deeper to another level again when you understand those factors, and now I know how to post, now it's what to post, and that's the content creation, and how are you going to break it down, and take the time to create your documents. Go through everything. Get it in your face so you can see it regularly. It's just really important to understand the direction you're going before you start posting randomly, because it'll be way more effective.
I think the overarching thing that we're trying to do in this podcast too is we're transparent about what we're doing, right? There's no magical thing we're doing that any of our listeners can't do themselves.
We didn't reinvent the wheel.
No, but again, we're doing it so that you don't have to worry about it. It's kind of our business model. Right. So it's, as we're going through these processes, we're going to let you know what we do when we're done talking to
how
you.
How we figured it out.
How we figured it out.
Cool new tool, trick.
How could it go better next time? And what we learned from working with customers, and just tell people about it. We're completely transparent about it, because we're not trying to hide anything. It's just that we don't
have any magic wands or anything.
We put the thought and time into it so that you don't have to, right? Just tell us about your business and let us take it from there.
Right. That whole thing is just talk about communicating your business, your objectives. And that ties in with doing it within your team.
Yeah.
Make sure that they know your direction and have them help you get there. I mean, depending on how many people, we have three people in our business here that we brainstorm off every single day. Every chance we get, we're talking, what's the next move? How do we do this? How do we get better?
Yeah.
You got to evolve like that.
And we're all on the same page. We know what's happening. And so, like, if you're an organization that's looking to do this, it's great to have your entire organization on the same page with what you're doing. Like, if you're coming to us to do some social media and we're going to come up and do a content swarm and everything, it's great to have everybody on the same page, ready to go, ready to share the great things about your company so we can put your best foot forward.
That is a great point, Justin, and I hate saying it because when you have great points, it just, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. What was it?
Thank you.
I don't know. I forgot already.
But that is a good point. When you get these first steps out of the way, when you have the discussions within your company and say, okay, here's the direction we want to go. Then the next conversation is, now we know the direction. Let's break it down deeper and decide where we want to go from there. Mm-hmm. That allows you to set up, like if we were to come to do a content swarm, that's what we would do. We would get those 2-3 meetings out of the way first, then we have a better idea of what photos, what videos we need to take.
Yeah. Because once we understand your business, we know
the direction. You understand the direction you want to go. It's not just willy-nilly, like, I'm just going to get a bunch of video of this and a bunch of pictures of this. Yeah. And
we'll figure out the text later.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Again, we're not just taking pictures and throwing them up on your
account.
Exactly. It's intentional. It's planned.
The intentional plan. Holy cow. We got to something here.
The intentional plan?
I said it's intentional and it's planned.
Okay. I tied them together.
Good.
No. Sorry, not sorry.
You get the credit.
Trademark it. what would you guys think as kind of an overall question, the umbrella, if you will, is the most important thing in everything we've talked about today, just for our listeners that can take one main thing away and get better at today?
That communication and making sure that everybody understands what we're trying to do and how we're trying to accomplish that for a different business, and that everybody's on the same page and knows that this is intentional and it's planned, and we're not just randomly posting some pictures so that you have something pretty on your Facebook page.
But something I thought of too that goes with communication, but I don't think we hit on though, was so we can come up with ideas, plans, campaigns, everything to go through.
Yeah.
And it can be a month out, however long. Well, here's the focus of the next month, 2-3 months. But communication is important because things will happen between those, right? The end of that 3-month span and when we got all the content ready at the beginning. So it's like communication is important. If all of a sudden an event happens 1 week or something happened with your business
the
that
things
week.
You didn't plan for.
Yes.
Yeah. The unintentional plan.
Yes. If you forgot about it.
Holy. Yeah.
We're on to something.
Like, oh,
now.
Shoot, we have an event that we're sponsoring this week. Or, hey, we're doing a sale this week. So there's a lot of things that just because we have content and campaigns set out for the next month, 2-3 months, that doesn't mean communication has to stop.
No.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If you see something you like we're doing, let us know. But if something comes up, because social media is real time, things will happen throughout every week.
Yeah. If you're sponsoring something, hosting a special event, something pops up 2 weeks into the month that's planned, you got to communicate that, and we can easily help promote that.
And we always say context. We were joking before that sometimes you'll get a picture and it'll say, hey, can you post this? Done. Some context would be great. If you never worry about harassing us with post ideas, if there's a visual and you got context of what's going on in there, we can take it.
Yeah.
Justin will wordsmith it. I'll make sure it sounds good, and then I'll go.
Yeah, Matt will make sure it sounds good.
I'll read the emails really well. This is all great stuff, guys. We could probably talk on this for another, I don't know, 23 minutes. That's what we've been going so far. But we could probably talk for another 23 minutes.
It was very specific.
We could keep going on this conversation, and there's plenty more to come, and we'll have other insights for you as well. But
also, this is the first time recording from the new
Sioux Falls office.
Sioux Falls recording office.
The Sioux Falls office. We did it. We finally made it here, guys.
We are all here. We're almost like a loft type. It looks fantastic in here.
Not to give Andy too much credit, but we came in and everything was set up and ready.
It's nice when that happens.
It was
like it was intentional planned.
Oh, I unintentionally invited these two, though. So.
You unintentionally formed the intentional plan.
But anyway, guys, thanks for listening today. We'll keep you updated. Follow us on all of our platforms at Nectar Marketing. We're on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Go ahead and check us out. Thanks for listening, guys.